This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, September 28th. Well, good crop conditions encourage soybean traders. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
We also are in a situation where cumulative export sales have reached just 33.5% of the USDA forecast for the coming year. And that compares with a five-year average of 47.4%. So the second point would be that if we see a 30 million bushel decline in the export projection, and if we see a half a bushel per acre increase in yield, ending stocks for the new crop season look like they'll come in about 919 million bushels. That'd be an all-time record high by a long shot.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 4.5 at 513. December corn was up 1.75 at 365. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 618. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 3.75, ranging from 627.25 to 642.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 2.5, ranging from 665 to 675. Live cattle for October were down 65 cents at 113.35. September feeder cattle were up 25 cents at 157.27.5. And September Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 16.11.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.